The weekend's here, and we're picking up the tempo today, Sunday, getting ready for the new week ahead. You're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and I've been providing remote room service to clients around the world and supporting on-site clients for over 30 years. You can contact me anytime at www.askavi.com, on Twitter at ASKAVIE. Our open buffet of Tech Gourmet Q&A is still fresh and going strong. Grab your favorite beverage, put on your comfortable headphones, and I invite you to be part of the audio show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment on any segment, offer up your own tips, suggestions, or ideas. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. If you've never called before, what are you waiting for? Stay tuned. More Tech Talk tips coming right up.
Hey, Avi, I also had a question regarding the V1 archives. I finally went over and kind of looked at mine, and I actually have a couple questions. My first question is there a quick way to download them, or do I just have to do them one by one? And when I download them, I think it gives you options on what kind of file to download them into. What do you recommend? I know you've talked about this before. I'm sorry, but at the time, I wasn't doing it, so I wasn't listening. But now I am, and so now I need to know. My next question would be, is right now, if I want to listen to several of them, I have to do one, listen, and then you have to click again to get it to start playing. Is there a way to go through them so they just play one after another? Or is that done after you've downloaded them? And then my last question would be, if I download the content from V2, is it easiest to put into episode and download it, or to download each segment one by one? Thank you.
This is your Tech Talk tip for Sunday, 10/29/17, and it's spawned on by the questions that my friend Jennifer just asked regarding downloading audio for Anchor. Okay. If you were a member of version 1, you have an archive of version 1 in your web interface. You have to go to anchor.fm/archive, log in, and first you'll need to log in. Under your name, you have the option to click on V1 archive at anchor.fm/your name, right? So once you're in there, you will see by date created each of the individually created segments that you created. Unfortunately, in that particular archive, only your content is there. So any responses that you received from people that interacted with you on Anchor, we called them waves at the time, right, Jen? The bottom line was, we don't have those. So because each individual segment is listed individually, there's no way to group download them. They're basically individual files. So it's a difficult process unless you were to write a special program. However, I was turned on to a very special add-in for Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, and Opera that Ray Renati found. And it's a great little find. It's an add-in that you can put right in your browser. I use Chrome for this. It's called Audio Downloader Prime by Greffy. It allows you to easily download most popular audio formats. Now, the neat thing about it is, it not only works for your version 1 content, it also works for your version 2 content. So if you're playing a specific segment on your audio player in the web, this will allow you to download. Now, you have to grab the M4A. That's the format that it's in, Jen. I didn't see any other options for downloading because that's the way the file actually exists. Now, you could always convert it if you need to, but the M4A file is a flexible format that allows you to reintroduce it back into Anchor 2.x, and you can do that directly through the option. You can use the scissor next to any one of those segments, and it'll clip it right into version 2. So if you wanted to, you know, bypass any third-party software, you can do that. Once you've downloaded the files, and again, that add-in shows up in the upper right corner. When you go to a page, it will list by number how many M4As it's identified in the web page. I think you'll like it. Now, does it save you a lot of time with Anchor version 1? Not really, because all you need to do is press the download arrow on any individual segment, and it'll download. So it's not going to expedite the process of downloading multiple files simultaneously. That would be nice. Can't do it. Do you want to combine multiple segments and get them into Anchor? If you want to do that, you will have to use some type of audio compilation tool like Audacity, the free open source product that I use all the time to produce offline content and then lift it. So you can edit your content, you can combine it, send it right on up into version 2 through the clip tool. That should do the trick. You're going to be using M4A. You're going to be downloading individually. And unfortunately, it's a time-consuming process. But once you get the stuff down, it works nicely. Now, I got to tell you, when I was in 1.x, I created my own logbook of every segment, every wave that I created. And using that technique, I actually still have the URLs back to version 1's entire web interface. Using that technique allows you to download the entire M4A segment. So if you just happen to have your links back to your old station, you'd be able to do it in a much more effective download manner, much more expeditious. And that's one of the techniques that Ray has used for his downloading of version 1. So, with all that said, if you still have questions, hit me up. Grab the ones you like. At least you know by date essentially what you have, but the captions don't always describe what you did on version 1. So, good luck to you, and thanks again yesterday for all the support that you gave to the Record with Friends session we did, the International Record with Friends. I think it was a big success. A lot of people have already listened and commented on it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Hey, Avi, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. And you may know that one of the reasons I missed the international call yesterday was because I was at my daughter's Women in Real Estate Summit. So with that said, of course, I listened to all that goodness this morning, and it was absolutely amazing that you had the 7 people, including yourself, on the call. Now, the other night, Terry Johnson and I did a call, so I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up. When the call is ended, I was busy taking screenshots, okay? So I never actually hit the notify me button because it went away too quickly as I was taking screenshots. However, that call was then in my list of drafts. So it went into the drafts and did all the other stuff, but I never told it to. So what I did, as I said, I was taking those screenshots. So I, at some point, hit the back button. And that's when I saw the screen where I had the drafts folder at the top. I already had a few drafts sitting in there. I clicked on that number, and then I saw all of my list of drafts. I saw the one, the conversation with Terry Johnson and I. I could have edited and all that. But however, let me just clarify this. I did not get an email because I didn't ask to be notified. So there was a downside to me not clicking that notify button fast enough because it all happened so quickly. And because I was too busy trying to make screenshots, I'm not even sure why I was doing that. But anyway, that was my gut reaction because, you know, that's what I do. So anywho, I wanted to share that experience with you. And we're going to have to try this again and see what happens. Bye for now.
Miss Eileen, that is great feedback. You know, you created a quasi formula for the creation of your archive into the drafts mode. And the reason you did that was you didn't elect to publish it. So you actually didn't make a choice. So by default, the system said, oh, okay, she's not sure to make a decision. So we're going to put it in the drafts anyway. And then she could decide later. So that's a great option. If you don't choose at all, then you're good. If you don't wait around, you're good. But when you choose to notify, you will have the extra option of editing on your desktop. And that's the feature that allows you to get the email with the link to the M4A. So that's what's cool about it. And I always miss you when you're not with us on these types of calls. I hope you had a great day and your daughter had a successful event. I wish I could have been there myself, but you know what? We were both tied up, right? I look forward to making the next one, and I'm close enough to you that that can happen. So I look forward to it, and let's try one of these today together soon. Okay, we'll do a review. We can banter back and forth, and maybe do a Q&A session for people that are interested. That will be terrific. I look forward to it. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Hey, Avi, it's your girl, Miss Eileen, and I want to give you now some feedback about the call that you did and the experience of listening to the call. You thought that it might not be that helpful for people, but oh, no, my dear. It was absolutely helpful, and I have to give a big shout-out to Jennifer. Of course, shout-out to everybody who was on the call, but I love that Jennifer was going in and inspecting, like, who she could hear better and what the difference was, and then that made Greg put on his earbuds, and you saw a marked difference in the audio quality. So we have to continue experimenting with different mics like you and Dr. Dan did and all of that so we can get that audio quality pristine. And I love Kevin's call in about people's voices lighting up, because that's the problem, also talking over one another. So bye for now.
Indeed, that was some incredible input, and we were able to experiment. You know, I had my phone on a tripod the entire time. I was talking right into the glass, the microphone pointing down. So I felt like, as the broadcaster, I was more subdued than everyone else. They sounded very much more clear than I did. Now, I'm not sure, because when they heard the call, I sounded clear to them. So I found that to be the case also on other calls. In cases where the broadcaster makes the call, the person on the other end seems to be more clear than the person initiating the call. Now, it all depends on where you have the phone placed, how you place the microphone, and what type of microphones you're using. Certain mics work, as you heard. The EarPods worked great for Greg. Other microphones tend to work. If you use a headset with a mic, that tends to work through the 3.5-inch jack and even through the lightning jack. So there's different experimental options that we have. Some work better than others. Some work better when they hold the phone right up to the ear versus placing it in front of your mouth. You know, it's different techniques, but we'll have to figure out the best way, as you suggest. And once we come to grips with that, I think everybody can pattern that approach to get the best impact from their mic. Thanks so much.
Yeah, g'day, Avi. How are you going today, Avi? Just Scott from Australia here. Just a quick question. If someone, say, calls into your station or makes a comment on your station and you want to somehow get in contact with the particular individual concerned, is there a way you can privately sort of contact them? Because if you make a comment, it's going to come back to everybody who follows you on your station. So is the only way to find out or to reach out to the individual, if you want to, say, work out a time with them to do a record segment or something of that nature, maybe leave your email address in the comments and they can email you? Or what's a way to go about it if you want to reach out to them without, I don't know, I mean, it doesn't matter if you actually put it out on your station, I guess, but I guess there's no way to privately contact an individual.
Scott, great question. And what I normally do is use the call-in feature, and I mark it private. So at the beginning of the call, say, hey, this call's private. Please don't publish it. It's for your information only. You can mark it. I put those little, what are they called, construction flag emoticons on the comment so that they immediately see that this is one of those caution type messages. But I feel that the easiest way and the most private way at this point, as long as the receiving party respects the fact that it's a private call and they don't get all anxious and then publish it, is to simply ask them. But of course, you're not going to say anything that's that critical. You're calling them and saying, hey, I'd like to reach out to you and schedule a time. That's what I did for many of the people that were on that call. I contacted them. I said, I'd love to have you on the call for Record with Friends International. I'd love to have you. Call me back and let me know you can make it. Okay? That's one way to do it. If you already know their Twitter handle, that's another option. So you can tweet them and give them a direct message. That's another way. But not everyone has that contact information. Do you need to leave an email address? Not really. I mean, you know, if you want to share that, that's fine. But, you no longer need your phone number. That's a great feature that we had in the interview, that people had to share their phone numbers, and many were reluctant to do that. So now all you need to do is set up a time, call in, let them know you'd like to interview them and you'd like them on your call, and schedule that, and then they can reply to you with a call in privately and let you know. That's the way I do it. Hope that makes sense and works for you. Anyone that's come up with another way to do it, please let me know. Of course, if you're on different social media, you certainly can use those techniques as well. You can use Facebook and direct message with Facebook. You can do all different types of things. But if the only contact point you have is Anchor, I think the private call-in option is likely going to be the one that will work the best.
Hi, Avi. That was a really interesting experience doing the Record with Friends International experiment. Great stuff. I just wanted to check a couple of things. For example, my understanding was that to take part in a conversation, you don't actually have to have your own station. You just need to have the app. But as you know, when you wanted me to take part in the experiment, I had to have my station go live. So how does that work? In other words, I had to record a message so that my station went live. Obviously, if I don't have a station, if I'm just using the app and want to join a conversation, then I wouldn't have a station. Does that make sense? Could you also maybe talk a little bit about the audio quality once you finish? Because obviously the different audio levels were different for everyone. We were interested to see what the final outcome sounds like. But that was a great experiment. I really enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Joe Dale, thank you so much for your participation yesterday. And you were absolutely correct, Joe. You did not have to be live. I wanted you to be live. I wanted everyone on the call to be live on their stations so that if you got any feedback, you would at least be live. I didn't want you to be someone that doesn't show up on Anchor and was, you know, stagnant. So I wanted your station to be live. It was only a personal preference, had nothing to do with the technology. You don't even have to have a station on Anchor, as I suggested. All you need is the Anchor app to interact on a Record with Friends. So if you invite someone that's outside of Anchor to a Record with Friends, if they simply tap the link that they get in that invitation, they'll get an email or they'll get a message direct to them. Once they tap on that link, it allows them to install the Anchor app and go directly to your Record with Friends invitation, and it'll work, right? So that's all you need to do. And no, you don't have to be active. I wanted you to be, because you are going to be a popular guy as a result of being on the call. People might contact you, and when they came to your station, I wanted you to at least have something that they can listen to aside from what they heard on the Record with Friends. Hope that makes sense, and I'm going to answer some more of your questions. Here we go.
Another two questions that come to mind when taking part in the International Record with Friends experiment is that when I joined the call, I had a message that came up saying, trim this call in first, you can share this entire call in, or you can trim it first. And then I chose add entire call in. But can you clarify what that means? Because obviously I'm just a participant, I'm not the person that set up the call. So does it mean that you have some sort of editing rights before anything's published? The second thing was, when you actually brought me into the call, you seemed to be calling me like you were on a phone. If you're on an iPad, can you instigate a Record with Friends session just by using Wi-Fi, or do you need to have the phone element, i.e. an iPhone, etc.? Thanks.
Joe, the first part of your question is interesting to me. I hadn't seen that before, and I have been a recipient on the Record with Friends option. So for you to have seen, do I want to trim it or use the entire call? I'm not sure what exactly you noticed. So I'm going to have to investigate that one. On the second part of the call, you can use an iPad. You can use a iPod Touch. Anything that can run Anchor can handle this new format of Record with Friends. As long as it has a Wi-Fi connection, you're good to go. If you are on an iPad with a cellular connection, that can work too. But all you need is IP, and that is how it's handled. You're using voice over IP. You don't need a phone because a phone goes through the plain old telephone system, which we don't do anymore. You don't have to dial a number. You're simply contacting the other party through Anchor, and by doing that, Anchor handles the back-end communication. Still done internationally and locally through a voice over IP connection, but does not require a phone. So yes, you can use any iOS device, any Android device, and likely if you can install Anchor on a tablet, on an Android, I haven't tried that, you could likely get away with it there too. Need a microphone, of course, so that you can, you know, interface, but as long as you have the facility for audio, you're in good shape. So hopefully that answers your question, and I'll do some more investigation on the first part. If anybody else has seen the trim option when you engage in a Record with Friends call, let me know, because routinely, I don't know that you would have that privilege because the broadcaster is the one that has control over publishing the audio. So I don't know if that was a residual part, Joe, from something else you were doing or something else, but I look forward to finding out the answer to that one. I'll look into it. Thank you.
Ultimately, what I'd like to do with Anchor is to make my own podcast. They include, let's say, sessions with the Record with Friends, as well as stings and bumpers and introductions and all the rest of it. Can I just check that you can, if you upload, for example, audio via the web clipper, or if you record shows, can they all be saved as draft beforehand? And then can you have, for example, an introduction that you use for every single show, again as draft, so that what I'm trying to say is it possible to put everything together in the order that you want before anything actually goes live, or do you have to publish stuff live and then put it together afterwards? I've set up the save everything as a draft feature so that things don't disappear after 24 hours, but maybe we need to have a longer chat, maybe a Record with a Friend session, just me and you talking about using this as a podcast host. But it's very, very exciting. Thank you.
Joe, that would be a neat opportunity to do a Record with Friends and talk about podcasting with the Record with Friends feature. However, what you raise is an interesting question. Number one, if you want to create a professionally segmented type podcast, what I would suggest you do is work it up offline. You can use Audacity or some other type of audio editing tool. Align your individual segments. Now, currently, there is no way to put this information into a holding pattern like a clip tool that we used to have and then lift that stuff up. What you need to do is order your segments in the fashion that you want it to be in your podcast, and they do have to be lifted to your current station to become an episode. And that episode can obviously become your podcast because you're connecting it as a podcast. But you don't have to connect episodes as a podcast if you don't want to. Once you do, we've talked about this, once you commit your episode section to a podcast, then all of your episodes go out as a podcast. You can't differentiate at this point which are podcasts and which are not. Once you go live on your podcast, your episodes are on your podcast. Now, if you put the bumpers in between and you do all the different pieces and you set that all up in your station in the order that you want, then those particular segments can be added to your episode. You can go in, create the episode, as long as one comes after the other. They don't have to be contiguous. So if you have interspersed segments in between those, it doesn't matter. You don't have to select those, but you do have to select them in order. You can't go out of order. So if one comes before the one you want, you won't be able to do it that way. So you have to make sure first in, first out. That's the way it goes. Now, you can schedule your segments in such a way using the clip tool that they appear in order. So if you create all your stuff offline, lift them in order, and schedule them for the same hour, one after the other, they will appear one after the other at that time point. And then you can create your episode, move it into the episode. You need to keep them live on your station. Even after you create your episode, if you were to delete those segments, what would happen? They would disappear. You don't want to do that. You have to leave them for the full 24 hours. And if you've repeated the segment for whatever reason, you could always let people know, hey, this is under construction for an episode. Please skip over these if you've heard them before. That's always possible. Some people have created segments and they were out of order. They couldn't create the episode they wanted, or they forgot to create the episode. So you can reintroduce it from your archive. I always recommend that you turn on your auto archive feature so that it archives every 24 hours and you'll have a copy of everything in your archive. You could always re-echo it back to your station and then reintroduce it to your episode as needed. Hopefully that answers the question. Love to get into more detail about this. If you'd like, we can schedule a record with friends. You let me know. Thanks, man.
Hey, Avi, thought I would share this YouTube video with you that I came across of questions that people who are blind get asked a lot. And believe me, these are some of them that I've been asked throughout my life as well, you know? But anyway, let me know what you think and feel free to publish this call-in if you think your anchor followers would be interested in checking it out too. And I hope that your day is going well.
Thank you, DJ. Hey, you always provide great content for us to understand and absorb. And it's so great to know you because you provide such great insight into the lives of visually impaired people. And you are an advocate. And I love that about you. And I can't wait to have you and James on the call this week. We are going to set up a record with friends. You and we'll pick up a time. You'll call in, let me know what your availability is. And James, I don't know if you're in school this week. Let me know what your time frame might be, and we'll set this up because I'm going to put out to the audience any questions that they've had, everything you've ever wanted to know about the lives of a visually impaired person. I'm going to have two of the best experts on that you could ever meet. And not only are they great people, they have experience in technology like you wouldn't believe. The two of them are just incredible. And I always enjoy having conversations with them because they can blend a real great viewpoint into the lives that we don't fully understand. And people, when you don't understand something, you always look at things with an eye that says, you know, I'm not sure, you're different than me. I don't know if I can get along with you. You know, there's always that back of the mind, what's going on in this person's head? What do they experience? And since they're different than me, I can't relate. That's bull crap. Okay, I want you to know that right off the bat. You're going to meet these people. If you don't know them already, I want you to follow both. And DJ Hay and JD the DJ, look them up, follow them, listen to what they're doing. They're very incredible personalities and great people. I look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Good evening, Avi. Kelly Hill reporting in on voiceover issues with the new call-in feature. Where people are having problems is in adding a pre-existing anchor contact to the call. When we double tap or whatever on a name, a voiceover doesn't tell us whether it's highlighted or not highlighted. But down at the bottom of the screen, when the name is what I think is highlighted, you get a continue button. And if you tap the name again, then the bottom of the screen changes to where, and it says next steps, which will take you to where you can add someone that is not an anchor contact. But in any case, we are not able to push that continue button to get to the next step in the process where we can add another person or continue with the call. I think that's where an earlier caller from Australia was having a problem using the feature, because I'm not able to use it quite yet.
Kelly, I'm sorry to hear that that impairment is causing some challenges with the Record with Friends. I'd like you to report that, please, via email. Let the team know that they need to enhance that capability for VoiceOver. I believe that's important. You know, currently you should be able to tap individuals. It highlights a radio button. Now, that radio button is likely not giving you a reference with the VoiceOver. And as a result, you don't know whether you've selected it or not. So, challenging. I'm sure they can change that interface to the point where it would give you some tactile feedback and give you an idea what's going on. And when you do click continue at the bottom after you've made your selections, it does take you to an option to invite people outside of Anchor. That's just the default. So if you skip over that, it will allow you to start and invite those people that you've selected. But you do need to know that you've selected them, obviously. So that's an important feature. So I look forward to having them get back to you. Send an email to support@anchor.fm. Anyone that has questions or has a need for technical support about the app in general that may not be addressed with generic questions and answers that we're providing, you need to go to the team. They can address this. They're the developers. They're the ones that have actually created the app and can make adjustments to it. And oftentimes, they need your input because they have not seen and tested every environment, every piece of hardware, every scenario so that they can know. But with our feedback, we create a better app entirely. And Kelly, you'll do a great job by and service to the visually impaired by enhancing their understanding of that feature. Let them know, man. Thank you. You know, it's just not fair. If you haven't called in yet, I've only heard part of the story. Why not press that call-in button? Give me your opinion, and we'll talk about it. Avi Uniglit here, your tech concierge. Looking to hear your part.
Avi, KT here. Getting a lot of positive reports in the Anchor world about this new feature, man. And one thing I'm looking, when I did the recordings, I did a lot of recordings yesterday with a lot of buddies, is how clear, how the Wi-Fi connection could be faulty. I did a call over with Brian at My Mental Download, and I went outside for a quick second, and I lost the connection. So do we have to stay on one Wi-Fi? Because I was just wondering.
KT, that's an excellent question, and listen how this works. You're on voice over IP when you communicate, right? So voice over IP on a Wi-Fi connection creates an IP address for your communication. Now, if you leave that Wi-Fi connection, you are actually changing your IP address and you're moving away. And if you go to a cellular connection, let's say you go to 4G LTE, still a viable broadband solution for the communication, but the minute you switch from your Wi-Fi connection to a LTE connection, now you've been given a different IP address. What does that do to the communication? It's like changing your phone number midstream conversation. The system loses track of who you are, where you are. What do you need to do? You need to stay on the same IP address. That's what you need to do. So, whatever you start the call with, don't move. Stay there. Okay? Now, how would that work in a moving vehicle where you're on LTE and you're changing cell sites? Don't know that the IP address will change between cell sites because you're simply handshaking receivers one to the other. But on Wi-Fi, unless you're moving from one access point to another on the same network, the IP address will change, and that's when you can't run into problems. So that's likely what happened. If it didn't happen that way, if for some reason you walked away from your Wi-Fi connection, didn't handshake to another one, but simply lost your connection, obviously you're going to drop the call. There's no way to maintain the conversation. That's what likely happened. And it's a good point to remember for all that are on a call, make sure you stay in a position where you can maintain the conversation. Good point, man. Glad you're enjoying this. You guys are doing great work with the record with call and record with friend. Phenomenal. Keep it up, brother.
Yeah, g'day, Avi. Scott from Australia here again. Just to respond to that gentleman who just called into your station a few moments ago or whatever it was, but Kelly, I think it was. Yeah, you can use the call with friends feature if you're a voiceover user, because I actually did it the other day. The trick basically to using the feature is a couple of things. When you tap on the, like, the first person you want to add, and then you tap on the continue next step button, and then it takes you to the page where all your non-Anchor contacts appear, if you've given permission for Anchor to access your contacts. Try using the four-finger tap gesture, which puts your voiceover cursor at the very bottom of the screen. If that doesn't work, you've got to scroll all the way down using the three-finger scroll-up gesture to the very bottom, and then tap the continue to next step button.
Hey, Avi, I just have a quick question regarding the record with friends feature. You and both in that Medium post said that the people that you invite to it don't necessarily have to have an Anchor account. So what happens if, for example, you invite someone to a call, they download the app, they join your call, they end it, you know, you had a great conversation, so on and so forth. If that person decided not to get an Anchor account, but you wanted to bring them back in for Record of Friends, could you send them that same, not the same email, but, you know, could you send them a new link or whatever? Would they still be able to join the conversation, or would they at that point be required to sign up for an account because they've already downloaded the app the first time?
Raymond, as long as the person receiving the call-in request has the app on their device, then they don't have to download it a second time. They'll simply tap on the link and boom, it'll load up, and that's the way it should work. Now, again, I haven't tested this. This is purely on the Medium play that described what was necessary. So I'm simply going on face value there, and since I don't have a device that I don't have it on, I'd have to check, and I have accounts with all these things, so it's just a question of how that would roll out. So if anyone's tested this with someone, that would be a great resource to hear if you've requested someone get on the app and see. And now I may be able to test this later today. I do have someone in mind that I may be able to test this with, and if I do that, I will let you know. Okay? Looking forward to telling you know, but I believe once the app's installed, there's no need to ever install it again because it's already installed and you don't need an account. But if that person would like to interact with you and hear what you played without having to, you know, download a podcast or go to your website, then it would behoove them to add the Anchor app. And they don't have to broadcast. They could just listen, but set up an account. Why not? I think I would encourage them to do that. This is just an ancillary issue if you just need to do an ad hoc deal with someone that you don't even know. Okay? Sounds great. Ray, we want to get somebody that has experience with the voiceover, but when I look at the expanded version on my screen, all of the features you're looking for are visible. The name and, you know, caption title, the call-in feature is there down in the lowermost left corner, and also the ability to share any individual segment is available. So the call-ins or the actual record with friends segments are no different than any other segment. So I'm not sure what your experience is with the voiceover, but I'd like to know. And if you feel around on there, you may find that the call-in button is in the lower left corner, and you'll also find to the right of the player button, you should be able to find the share button, and hopefully that'll work. If not, you know, let's get somebody to give you some feedback. I think they'll be able to help. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, g'day, Avi. Scott from Sydney again, Australia. Regarding the person who wanted to know about the expanded player using VoiceOver, they are indeed correct. When you've got the player expanded, you can get to applause and comment, but you don't know what segment you're listening to, and there's no call in the bottom left corner. You just have your applause button, your comments button, minimize player button, and there was some other option there, but there's not much there at all. So, and so I think what we should do, email support at anchor.fm, tell them that you're a voiceover user and you really would like the expanded player view to have the call-in option and the other choices that everybody with vision actually have access to, and we don't.